And it's great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Scott Craven, UW Extension wildlife ecologist. We are here to talk about the wonderful world of Wisconsin wildlife, and I hope you'll join in with your questions. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Scott, hey, welcome back.
It's great to be here, Larry, especially in the spring.
Isn't it great? And you had an opportunity this morning. You were up and at 'em really early this morning.
The alarm went off at 3:50. I was out the door at 4:15. I was in the woods at 5:10. And by 6:10, I was suffering frostbite of my feet. It was mighty chilly this morning, mighty chilly. But it was a beautiful morning when the sun came up. Lots of bird activity around, and that... That will lead us into some later discussion about some big birding events coming up over the next week or two. But it was a nice morning to be out. I was trying to pursue the wily gobbler.
Mm-hmm.
The wily gobbler outwitted me completely. I saw no gobblers, wily or otherwise. So I came home empty-handed. But again, lots of bird activity and just a nice morning to be out. And I rushed back in to be here with you today.
Well, I'm glad you're here. You know, this is, you know, you mentioned turkeys, but one of the things I enjoy about being out there this time of the year is when the sort of the world wakes up,
mm-hmm.
Just before light comes, and then you hear all the birds, and lots of birds are coming through now.
Well, and it's nice, too, because turkey hunters tend to be in full camouflage,
yeah.
And pretty inobtrusive, and then you're sitting there and nothing knows you're there, so you really get an up-close and personal look at lots of interesting things.
Yeah. Well, what about the birds that are coming through? White-crowned sparrows? You saw some at your feeder?
I had, I got home last night. The pair of rose-breasted grosbeaks that I enjoy every year were back on the feeder. I have no idea if they were the same pair, but the rose-breasted mm-hmm. grosbeaks were back, and a couple people had emailed me with that information as well at other feeders. White-crowned sparrows have been back for a couple of days. And then I put the grape jelly out. Two or three days ago, and as I was leaving the house yesterday, in came Mr. Oriole, and there he was on the grape jelly. So this is really the next, as soon as it warms up a little bit and we get some south winds, everything will be back.
You know, May 14th is probably best known as Larry Mueller's birthday. However, really? I also know that May 14th is Migratory Bird Day. That sometimes gets publicized as well.
Well, Migratory Bird Day is been around for quite some time, and it's really designed to be an awareness event to bring to people's attention how important birds are in our lives and how important bird conservation is as an environmental issue. And Migratory Bird Day will be the 14th. And is that, in fact, Larry Mueller's birthday? Really?
It is exactly my birthday.
Wow. Well,
I was actually born on Mother's Day. What a gift for Mom.
Well, okay, back to Migratory Bird Day for a moment. As I said, this has been going on for a long time. And depending on the community, there may be youth events. There are all sorts of materials, posters, and youth activity books and other things developed for Migratory Bird Day. So if folks are interested, check with your local chapter, the Audubon Society, local DNR office, local nature center, wildlife refuge, place like that. And chances are there'll be some events going on, like the big Horicon Bird Festival, which precedes Migratory Bird Day and, in fact, starts this coming weekend. And there are all sorts of things there, bus tours, and Bill Volkert will be doing a banding demonstration, talking about each bird that he captures and where they came from and where they're going. And that event, too, I think it's been going on since 1997, I believe. So all things bird over the next couple of weeks.
Albino deer. Someone mentioned albino deer, and how rare are they in Wisconsin?
Well, that's a fairly common question, actually. And when people see them, they, of course, attract a lot of attention and they're a neat curiosity. There tend to be more sightings up in the northeastern part of the state than elsewhere. In terms of rarity, I would say very rare. I can't give percentages, but Larry, you spent a lot of time in the woods watching deer. I don't
Never
think you've
seen
an albino,
no.
Nor have I, nor has anyone else that I know of personally. So we'll go along with rare, but they attract enough attention so that there are, you know, neat pictures available in books. I'm trying to think, is it the Jeff Richter's book from Boulder mm-hmm. Junction, Is it The Ghost of the... I can't remember the darn name.
Richter's book, though. We'll get that.
Anyway,
we'll get that.
Okay.
Scott Craven, our guest today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears Poisson. Today is One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio. We are reducing an entire pledge drive to just one day. Your pledge right now is so important because listener contributions make up more than one-third of our budget.
We hope you'll make One Day Wednesday a success. Help us raise the money we need in just one day. $50, $100, every gift now, no matter the amount, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for another 133 pledges by 12:30 this afternoon to reach the goal of pledges needed for Larry's program. You told us that you wanted more programming and less on-air fundraising, and we can only do that with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue close to you. Whether it's gardening, healthcare, the environment, or food, we try to bring you shows that you'll find relevant, interesting, and fun. Because WPR touches your life, make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Because you love Larry Mueller and his great regular guests like Scott Craven, give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time.
You know, a dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year. And all year long, you'll benefit from this program and all of the WPR programs that you love. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And please give as generously as you can.
Hey, it's me, Michael Feldman. What can you accomplish in just one day? Clean out the attic, spread some mulch, perhaps paint the porch? Well, here at WPR, we're shooting much higher than that. Today is One Day Wednesday, and we're aiming to raise all the money we'd normally try to raise in a full week. Don't laugh, it's possible, but only with your help right now. So while today it's Pledge Drive, tomorrow you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. So make your pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Thank you, Michael. I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears Poisson, and we are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is such a big part of why this program is available to you right now. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
To provide great radio, we need to pay the bills, and we count on listeners like you to help. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's really simple. You'll be finished in no time at all. Consider a donation of $60 or $120. That's about a dollar or two a week. Your contribution of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps make Wisconsin Public Radio possible.
Do you ever think about how often you tune into Wisconsin Public Radio? Maybe it's every day, on your way to and from work, and over the lunch hour, and then maybe some more on the weekends.
It's an important part of your life. Your day probably would be different. It would probably be worse if you couldn't catch your favorite program. Make a contribution to keep this station that you rely on strong at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've shortened our spring membership drive to one day, just one day, not seven or five or three. Yes, we're really trying to meet our goal by 7 o'clock tonight with just one day of on-air fundraising. We can succeed, but only with your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Most of your choices for news and information and entertainment come with a set fee, but Wisconsin Public Radio is different. You decide whether to give and how much to give.
Some people give $25 or $50. When you add all these gifts together, they're enough to keep WPR on the air. Decide what Wisconsin Public Radio is worth to you. Then give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 129 pledges to reach our goal for Larry's program by 12:30. These hourly goals are important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you very much. If you've made your pledge, you can still at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking at the wonderful world of wildlife today with Scott Craven, UW Extension wildlife ecologist. We have lots of callers online, Scott, and I think we should go to the phones and maybe take a call. Let's go to Jim in Hudson. Jim, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Well, thanks for taking my call. I had a very unusual occurrence about a week ago while walking along the Willow River here in Hudson, Wisconsin. It's a trail that I've walked for maybe 30 years, and I heard some rustling, which isn't unusual, but as I went to investigate along with Olive the Wonder Dog, I came across two male bald eagles on the ground, talons locked, beaks bloodied, and all sorts of white feathers around. They're making little peeping noises, and I was 10 feet away from them. Left my camera in the house, in the charger.
Perfect.
Of course.
Didn't have your cell phone.
Well, that's my camera, my cell phone camera. And I almost always take it, but of course, it was one of those rare, rare situations. At any rate, these birds were very reluctant to break up, afraid that if one looked at me, the other one would have the advantage. And it probably took 3 or 4 minutes for them to slowly release from one another, and both of them had to hang around for several minutes to recover to be able to fly off. But it was just an incredible.
You saw something very, very rare, Jim. Scott, would comment?
Well, pretty neat thing to see. Would have been a good photo op, but oh well, cameras at home. But, you know, what was going on? It's sort of late for breeding activity to have an adult pair locked up. But, you know, territorial dispute, fight over a dead carp, who knows? But it was certainly a neat thing to see. Yep. Not something I've ever gotten that close to.
No, that's nor me. Thank you very much for sharing that, Jim. Appreciate it. Kevin in Prairie du Sac, let's go to you. Hi, Kevin.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to share with you that we're not in Prairie du Sac. We're not going to wait till the 14th to celebrate migratory birds, as over the last 4 days, we've been treated to as many as 24 white pelicans on the Wisconsin River between Highway 60 and the dam.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I've lived there for almost 20 years. I've never seen this. And if you get up that way, they seem a little thinner today. Alan counted six today. But it's a beautiful sight from the binoculars.
Oh, and man.
They are a very impressive bird. On the water, on the wing, sitting on a post somewhere, just an impressive bird. And they're making quite a comeback in Green Bay and some other spots. So we'll probably see more of them in the future.
Oh, it's great to know that they're over in your area. Thanks a lot for calling, Kevin. George in Wautoma, hi. George, are you there? I bet we might have lost George. Well, that's okay. We can talk about some other things. Scott, the coverts workshops are coming up in August. I know anybody who ever participates in those just gets so enthusiastic.
Well, they're great for us. We have a good time putting them on, and the attendees seem to have a great time attending. And for folks who are curious about this, the coverts project is, we've had this in effect now since, I think, 93. We have well over 500 cooperators now. The people who attend become cooperators in the Coverts Project. It's basically an empowerment project to take private woodland owners, bring them to the Coverts Workshop, which runs a Thursday evening through a Sunday noon in various locations. But this particular one coming up is back at Kemp Natural Resources Station in Woodruff on Lake Tomahawk. Beautiful place.
Beautiful.
So for 3 days, the folks are treated to a terrific mix of classroom sessions, demonstrations, field tours, fireside chats, good food, neat place, and all designed basically to make them better stewards of not only their own wooded land, but to empower them to reach out to their friends, neighbors, and communities to help promote good woodland stewardship. If you own private forested land and this is something that interests you, there's no cost. It's underwritten by a number of sponsors. And if people are interested, they should email the coordinator, Jamie Knack, at jlknack, N-A-C-K, at wisc.edu, jlknack, at WhiskeyDU and ask for an application. And it's limited to 25 properties or landowners, but it's a great time.
Scott Craven, UW Extension Wildlife Ecologist, our guest here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears-Poisson. Today is One Day Wednesday. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
We're raising an entire pledge drive goal in just one day, a single day. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looks like we have another 121 pledges to go to make the goal for this program. 1 hour to go to get 121 pledges. We can do it with your help. Instead of a weekend or a week of fundraising, this fund drive is only going to last one day.
We're asking you to help us meet this goal, to help pay for the programs by making your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about all the issues you've heard discussed on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio this past year. There are too many to list, and of all the conversations, they were possible because of support from listeners like you. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Do it for all you've learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio.
You may not know that listeners provide a significant part of our funding, but it's about a third of our budget. Because you pay for what you value, contribute to WPR right now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Consider a pledge of a dollar or two a week or any amount that's comfortable for you, and you'll be doing your part to keep this station strong. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge right now.
I'm Tom Ashbrook from On Point. The Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Pledge Drive begins and ends today. That's it. One day only. You may be asking yourself how we can possibly meet our goal in a single day. The answer is simple, because you like the idea. You've told us you prefer shorter pledge drives, so we're doing just that. But that means we need you to call with your pledge today. Not this weekend, not next week, but right now. Please think about all you receive from WPR and then give what you can afford. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and pledge now.
I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears-Poisson. We're here to ask your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift might be $50 or $100 or maybe $500. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, this weekend you'll hear all of your favorite programs fundraising free. The success of One Day Wednesday means you get the weekend programs you love, like People's Pharmacy, Car Talk, A Prairie Home Companion, without fundraising in the months to come. Your gift now makes that possible. Please give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I love all those programs. I love Larry Mueller's show. We know that you're intelligent, and we try to aim high. We do our best to bring you in-depth, thought-provoking discussions every single day. Because you appreciate these conversations that you get on the Ideas Network, make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio is really an investment in your future listening. Give us 2 minutes of your time right now and your donation in any amount, and in return, you'll get lots of great programs.
Donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and in just a few minutes, you'll have made a wise investment, one that will pay dividends every single day. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We know you expect us to be up to date on the current technology. You expect HD radio, online streaming, audio archives and downloads, and a comprehensive website. And Wisconsin Public Radio meets those expectations.
But you know, these things aren't free. They require an investment in technology and in engineering. Your donation right now will help keep us relevant in a changing world. Make your pledge of support of any amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, our goal by 12:30 today is 150 pledges, and we have 111 to go. That number is reachable when you consider the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to WPR each week. You're one of those listeners, so we're asking you to contribute to this group effort.
If there are two or more people listening in your household, it's an even bigger bargain. Help us make light work of this goal by making a donation right now. Remember, it's not about how much you can do alone. It's about how much we can do together. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is the first and last day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Like you, we're very excited to get it done in just one day so you can get back to doing what we do best, bringing you great discussions. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Glenna and Stefan from Sister Bay, who say Wisconsin Public Radio makes living in Wisconsin all the more fulfilling. Well, thank you very much for your pledge. Now it's your turn. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Scott Craven, UW Extension Wildlife Ecologist, our guest here today as we talk the world of wildlife. Scott, we were talking earlier about the Coverts
yes.
Project, and we forgot to give the dates.
Yes, that would probably be helpful. It's August 11 to 14, 2011, in Woodruff, Wisconsin, at the Kemp Station that we talked about. So August 11 to 14, and again, if you own wooded land, southern Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, doesn't
wherever.
Matter, wherever. And if you're interested in potentially attending this, there are still few slots open. Contact Jamie at jlnack at wisc.edu. There you go.
There you go. All right. We could probably post that on our Facebook page as well, to that information. We have, let's see if we can get George from Wautoma on board here. George, are you there?
Yes, sir. I was turkey hunting, and we were unsuccessful. My companion said that the gobblers wouldn't come because they had too many hens that hadn't been fertilized yet, and that we needed to wait later in the season when there'd be fewer hens around, the others making nests, and then we could get the gobblers to come. It seemed like guide speak to me, because I've often heard, you know, first or second week of the season is better because the turkeys are a little bit less wary.
Yeah.
Than the end of the season, and it's just... Does this happen, or is it guide speak?
No, I think
it happens. It's not guide speak. It does happen, but there's a bit of a trade-off. The success rates, typically, across the six hunting periods, always start out highest in periods one and two and then decline. Part of that is because the turkeys do get a little more wary. They also get a little more depleted, and there's more vegetation and bugs and other problems that annoy hunters. So there are a variety of reasons for that. But typically, it's true. As long as they're with hens, they're very difficult to attract. Trying to make yourself sound like a hen when the turkey's already with a dozen of them is a difficult proposition. But as the hens all end up on an established nest, gobblers are kind of left on their own. And at that point, it's much easier to sound like an attractive alternative than when there are a lot of live alternatives out there. So
yeah.
It's not guide speak, but there are many factors that go into turkey hunting success. And
yeah.
Join the club. I haven't gotten one yet either. So,
yeah. George, I tell you, George, stay listening, because Phil in Hebron, Illinois, has a comment or question relating to turkeys as well. Phil, hello.
Good morning, guys. I have a turkey question. I'm not a turkey hunter, but okay. Yesterday morning, probably 8 a.m. in northern Illinois, just south of Lake Geneva, I saw eight turkeys together. Three exhibited beards within 2 inches of the ground, and three of them went to a full strutting display. I don't know anything about turkeys, but I was surprised they were that grouped together at this time of year, and I'll make you a little more envious. I talked to the homeowner in the lay home, and he said, oh, you only saw eight. There were a dozen.
Well, people are still seeing aggregations. Even the farm that I was on this morning, the landowner said that a couple of days ago he'd seen three three gobblers go by, and even when they were standing upright, their beards were still dragging on the ground. So that made me very envious and excited about this morning. But they still gather together occasionally and travel together. Eventually, they'll all split up. But seeing groups like that is not uncommon. In fact, that's not even a very large group if there were still hens with them.
Yeah, it's more the norm. Thanks, Phil, for calling. Connie in Portage, hi to you.
Good morning, Larry. I saw something very unusual, I thought. Maybe it isn't to anyone else, but I have a pair of geese that have come back every year. We live on the Fox River, and I'm probably not supposed to, but I feed them corn, so naturally they come back. Well, yesterday they went across the river, and I heard this screaming, and I ran outside, and across the river they had their wings up in the air, and there was a huge red-tailed hawk swooping and swooping at them. And they were trying to protect those babies with those huge wings up in the air. And I ran down to the river and yelled, and the hawk took off. And they came to my place, and they haven't left since.
What about it, Scott?
So they have goslings already.
Yeah, they have goslings already.
Cool. Well, it's unusual for a red tail to attack a group of geese, and the gander and the female are usually pretty capable of defending the goslings. So that may have been more a young, inexperienced hawk thinking, I'll check this out. But they were unsuccessful, probably would have been without your intervention as well. But if it makes you feel better to think you drove it away, then so be it. And they're likely to stay tight to you now where they have some security.
Yeah, I can remember as a kid, we had some geese on the farm, and the old gander got after me once, and their wings are powerful.
Their wings are powerful, and they have a bony spur on the lead edge of the wing at the joint, and the ganders develop quite a bony spur there. Boy, if they catch you upside of the head with that, they'll get your attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Fishing opener, May 7th. Coming up this weekend?
Yeah, coming up this Saturday. There was an interesting dimension of the Conservation Congress hearings last month. We were going to talk a little bit about that, to pass some legislation that would separate the fishing opener from Mother's Day weekend when it overlaps.
Yeah.
I guess the thinking is that, hey, if they're not out fishing, they can devote a little more attention to mom and the family. And apparently that got some support. But it does all open up this Saturday, so lots of folks will be out.
Absolutely. Scott Craven, our guest, University of Wisconsin Extension Wildlife Ecologist, as we talk the world of wildlife here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears-Poisson on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, where you hear about topics big and small. That's why you listen, and that's why you contribute. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is crucial, because today is One Day Wednesday.
You told us that you wanted more programming with less on-air fundraising, so we're trying to meet our entire pledge drive goal in just one day. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And with another 90 pledges in the next hour or so, or half hour or so, we will stay on track. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, just to be clear, raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goal faster. Everybody wins if we do. So please pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, on the Ideas Network, you hear from the person who wrote the bill, who wrote the book, who has some unique expertise, and we're glad to seek out these people and get them on the show. We're privileged, in fact, but we need your help to make it possible. Make great radio happen right now with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just 2 minutes of your time. Just 2 minutes. Tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Consider using your credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and puts your money to work right away. No matter how you choose to give, take those 2 minutes right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Tomorrow, it's back to regular programming. Tomorrow, you'll hear all of your favorite programs in their entirety. But today is a very special day for you in Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the first and last day of the Spring Pledge Drive. We want to get back to doing what we do best, bringing you great radio. No special incentives or gifts. It's all about the programs and a short pledge drive. Give now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears Poisson, and we're asking for your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks in advance for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, here at WPR, we really take the Wisconsin idea seriously. Consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning you get from WPR by making a leadership gift of $1,000. Your gift of $1,000, that's about $83 a month, helps make WPR available to everyone. Of course, any amount is welcome right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You don't have to live in a big city or have access to everything the world has to offer. You can get it right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
You might live in a rural area, but when you listen to WPR, you're in the global public square, hearing from world-class artists, knowledgeable reporters, and people who devote their lives to research. Because you enjoy this access to the world, make a pledge of support to the station where you get it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can choose from one of several ways to pay your pledge. One of them is ongoing monthly installments directly from your bank account. Once it's set up, you don't have to think about it again.
It's really a great way to be a sustaining member of WPR. It saves paper, it really helps us, and it's easy. We'll get you started with your sustaining membership when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, if you're waiting for the last day of this spring membership drive to make your pledge of support, then give right now, because this is a one-day drive. Today is the first, the last, the only day. So support us right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, it's going well, but we still have 85 pledges to go to stay on track by 12:30. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge helps make One Day Wednesday a success. Take a few minutes right now to make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial free. Commercial free means we depend on other sources of funding. State, federal, and corporate funding are important.
But the biggest piece of the budget pie, more than one-third, comes from you. Your support makes the difference. It's the backbone of our funding. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We ask that you make a contribution, and we also ask that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. Some give $60 a year, some give $1,000 or more.
Whatever the amount, we'll use it to support our programs, and in turn, you'll stay informed and entertained. So give now whatever amount is comfortable to you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Julius Caesar supposedly said, "I came, I saw, I conquered." Well, we know for a fact that Susan from Bayside said of her WPR listening, "I learn, I laugh, I think."
I love that. That's a great motto. I learn, I laugh, I think. If that's your motto, join Susan in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. That's why getting 80 more pledges this program is so important. Give any amount that's comfortable for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We won't be here asking for your pledge tomorrow or the day after that or this weekend. We are asking you today only to pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Join in the effort to make One Day Wednesday a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Joy, Lisa and Rogelio just moved to Wisconsin and said that they are thrilled with the quality of public radio they've discovered here. They said it has really helped inform us about our new state and the issues it's facing. Thanks, and keep up the great programming.
How nice.
If you can help us keep up the great programming, please give now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Scott Craven, UW Extension Wildlife Ecologist, our guest here on the Ideas Network. Join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Got an email from Barb, Scott, who wonders about the impact the recent tornadoes might have had on bird migrations.
Probably nothing. You know, most of that was a week or so ago. Migration's still in progress. I think what we tend to see on the news is, of course, the worst of the worst, and those tornado paths, in terms of a percentage of the landscape, are very, very small.
Yeah.
So in reality, although there certainly may have been a few birds caught up in the path and potentially killed, overall, in terms of where the tornadoes go through natural cover and create snags and debris that might even benefit some species of birds, and as the forest grows back, change the forest succession pattern. Anyway, from a bird standpoint, it's probably not something to get too concerned about.
You had a question or a comment from somebody this morning or just recently about a little pond with some jelly-like masses.
Oh, yes. The Nature Mapper folks who now send me some questions every month about what's going on. This particular question came in from, where are we at? Well, I was walking in a swamp north at our cabin, came across tons of egg clusters in the water. Any idea what they might be from? And the description was these were about fist size or baseball size, reasonably cohesive, the little black spots in them that people recognize as amphibian eggs. And in any event, they were wood frog egg masses. They fit the bill perfectly and a little key to amphibian egg masses. So that question came from, I believe it was Ray in Fall Creek. And they were wood frog eggs. All amphibian eggs are, of course, laid in the water with the exception of redback salamanders. And they may be in sheets, they may be in masses, they may be in strands like beads.
Yeah.
But they're fairly easy to identify once you know some of the basic ones, the ones he described, wood frogs.
Perfect. Well, we had a question. I think Stacy and Nina up with a question for you, Scott. Hi, Stacy.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
We have a living laboratory in our backyard that we're constantly teaching our children about the food chain.
Okay.
And we had a very rich environment back there, including all kinds of beautiful songbirds, et cetera, et cetera. So one inhabitant or transient member is some kind of hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And from what we have seen looking through books, we thought it might be a juvenile Cooper's hawk.
Probably was.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's become a very common teachable moment in terms of backyard ecology when it comes to predation. Go ahead.
Oh.
I know where you're headed. So go ahead.
Where I'm going. Okay. Well, my question is kind of twofold. You answered the first part by saying it's probably a Cooper's hawk. The second part of the question is, now that Mama has met her demise, it was Mom.
Mm-hmm. Mom Robin?
Yeah, Feathers yeah. Lion.
Bad. Yep.
Will Dad take over?
Hmm.
Will Dad sit on the nest?
Gee, that's a good question. Probably not. Although there are lots of good backyard bird folks out there who listen, and if someone wants to take issue with that, please give us a call. But Dad's usually a lot more worried about defending the nest site and sitting off to the side, yeah, attacking his reflection in a window or attacking intruding robins and so forth. And if the eggs are still in there, if the eggs haven't hatched, so there's no particular stimulus in terms of cheeping, peeping, and so forth, or young to help feed, I have a feeling that nest is a goner.
There you go, Stacy. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your call very much. Marshall in Port Edwards, hello.
Hi. Something's been bothering me for many, many, many years.
I hope we can lay that to rest.
Why is a woodpecker's pecking on a tree so loud? Now, I've taken a nail, pounded it in a board, and pounded it against the tree,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't make anywhere near the resonating noise of a woodpecker. My wife says it's because the woodpecker's skull is empty and hollow, and it resonates more. So I held the nail in my mouth, pecked against the tree, and all I got was a headache.
Well, you see,
so
why
is that woodpecker pecking on the tree so loud?
Maybe you've got a bigger brain than the woodpecker. But, Scott, what do you think?
Well, I think part of the issue is the selection of what they're pecking on. Unless you are actually attacking where the birds were working, they are not attacking sound wood, which you could drive a big spike into and hardly hear anything other than the clicking of the hammer on the spike. Whereas the woodpeckers are usually working on dead material, sometimes hollow. Some of the resonance is from that hollow nature of what they're working on, as they're working on insect chambers or cavities or a soft spot in the tree. I think that's probably the most of it. But, in fact, when they're tapping to annoy somebody as a territorial display on a downspout or antenna, you could duplicate that part of it very easily. But the wood part, not so much.
There you go. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Dave Potratz, have we got that lynx sound up there? Let's hear that lynx sound we were let's get that. And that kind of goes back to an earlier question that we had previous
4 years ago.
Yeah, about sounding like a child crying.
Yeah, someone had called in about a lynx sound back in an October program. I think it was 4 years ago, and a listener actually tracked that call or sound down. It was made at the Wildlife Research Center in Minnesota, and that was a lynx screaming, and I think you can imagine how hearing that in the middle of the night while you're out camping might raise the hairs on the back of your neck.
It would certainly raise the hairs on the back of my neck, for sure. Scott Craven, UW Extension Wildlife Ecologist, our guest on the Ideas Network.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive, and it's a short one, a really short one, just one day. I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears-Poisson, and you get a lot out of Wisconsin Public Radio no matter when you listen. Today, and today only, we're asking you to put something back in.
Your gift is important as we try to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money in just a single day. That means more of your favorite programs with no on-air fundraising. Take 2 minutes and give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we're doing really well. Thank you very much for all your support. Looking for 60 pledges now by 12:30 to stay on track. These goals are important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, at the end of every hour, you often hear a guest say, "Thank you so much for your great listeners. What great questions. Thank you for being such thoughtful, active listeners. And thanks for your financial support, which makes all of this possible. If you haven't pledged yet, please do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What does making a pledge mean? A pledge is a promise. We pledge to bring you great shows every day, and you pledge to support them with a contribution in any amount.
When you help pay the costs of this station, we'll make sure there's something really interesting and worthwhile for you to listen to. That's our pledge. Now please make yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I love that on this program we cover topics like environmental and consumer issues, gardening, how-to topics, Wisconsin authors, and of course, Wisconsin food. You get a lot of great information from this program, and it's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Please support this program and all the other programs you enjoy on WPR with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Where else but Wisconsin Public Radio can you hear audio of a lynx screaming? That was worth a pledge of support. Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio today is one of the best things that you can do with 2 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay for your pledge. Whether you call or pledge online, we'll keep your personal information safe, and we won't share it with any other organization.
Your gift will turn into the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part. We appreciate that, but you enjoy listening to WPR year after year. We need your continued support to keep this organization going.
Has it been a while since you last donated? Well, rejoin now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and we'll be glad to have you back.
This weekend, you'll enjoy your WPR programs without fundraising. That's because this is the first and only day of this pledge drive. Help us meet our entire goal with just one exciting, successful day of fundraising. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we still have 59 pledges to go to stay on track this hour. You can help us reach the goal and make your contribution right now to pay for the programming at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's your pledge that helps make One Day Wednesday a success. Take just a few minutes now to make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio exists because of people's contributions. When we all give, our contributions add up to make this program possible. Your contribution really does make a difference.
Make that difference right now by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to give. It's as simple as that. One pledge at a time, you make this station possible.
Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Becoming a sustaining member to WPR is truly giving the gift that keeps on giving. As a sustainer, your membership will never expire.
Your monthly deductions from your bank account or charges on your credit or debit card will keep on going until you ask us to stop. Give the gift that keeps on giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is it. This is the only day of our spring membership drive. Tomorrow, it's back to regular programming. Help us raise the money we need to pay for the programs and make One Day Wednesday a big, big success with your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you like shorter pledge drives, here's something you can really get behind. A pledge drive that ends on the same day it starts. We call it One Day Wednesday. Pledge right now at WPR.org to help make it a success. Don't procrastinate. It's just one day. It's just today. One Day Wednesday on Wisconsin Public Radio. Here's someone to tell you more.
I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears Poisson and asking you to make a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for you. When you think about it, a dollar a day is a great value.
You know, that comes out to just $365 a about $30 a month. You can set that up as monthly transfers from your bank account or credit card installments.
Any way you do it, we'll make it convenient for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, once a month we have Peter Green on Larry's program to talk about computers, and from that we all know that our computers need periodic updating and maintenance to make it work better, and it's the same with WPR's technology.
A lot of this is behind the scenes, but it still costs money. Your support helps with Wisconsin Public Radio stay current so that you get the programs you depend on without fail. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We really can't make it any shorter than this. One day to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money. It's a risk we're willing to take because we think you'll make it a success with your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, with another 54 pledges in the next half hour, we will stay on track for this One Day Wednesday, but we need your help. Your pledge can help at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to get to our goal faster because we really want to get back to the programming that you love on WPR. Everyone wins if we do, so pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much if you've made a pledge so far during One Day Wednesday, but don't put it off because there is no tomorrow during One Day Wednesday.
This is the first, last, and only day to pledge. So please give us a call at 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org.
1-800-888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, or make a pledge at WPR.org. And your support will help Wisconsin Public Radio stay strong in the days and weeks to come. 49 pledges to go to make the goal.
And Michael and Heather from Spring Green, Wisconsin said, "You are my source for current news, book ideas, and answers to my gardening questions. Keep up the good work."
And you can help us keep up the good work by making a pledge of any amount right now at WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
49 pledges to go. Just 49 pledges to meet our goal. Call 1-888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org.
Hi, I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network. So happy to have you along today. It might not feel like it's totally settled into stay yet, but according to the calendar, at least, spring is here. Birds are migrating, the bugs are active, and all kinds of animals are on the move. And this is a great time of the year to observe wildlife, and we're lucky to have UW Extension wildlife ecologist Scott Craven here as our guide, guiding Scott here. He comes by the first Wednesday of every month. Today he's with us for the next 30 minutes. Have a question about wildlife? I tell you what, I hope you'll call. The number 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@WPR.org. And don't forget to visit our Facebook page where you can post your photos of spring wildlife. Just go to The Larry Mueller Show. We'll be back with Scott Craven right after this quick look at the news. Stay with us.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The American embassy and consulates in Pakistan are open for normal business again 2 days after the stunning raid of Osama bin Laden's compound in Abbottabad. About 40 miles away in the capital, Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the widening fallout from the secret operation in which the al-Qaeda chief was killed.
The Pakistani government is engaged in damage control after revelations that bin Laden lived comfortably, if furtively, in a well-known military hill town 2 hours from the capital, Islamabad. In mounting its defense, Pakistan said the country's intelligence agency, the ISI, passed on to the CIA the leads that helped the Americans detect bin Laden and eventually eliminate him. The Pakistanis were kept in the dark about the planning of the American assault on bin Laden's compound for fear that word of the mission would leak, according to CIA Director Leon Panetta. The remark is seen as a serious rebuke and is likely to anger Pakistan's military and intelligence establishment and deepen a growing rift in U.S.-Pakistan relations. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
A doctor who saw the land on which bin Laden's Pakistan compound was built identifies the buyer as Mohammed Arshad. Intelligence says Arshad was known to be one of two Pakistani men often seen coming out of the mansion. According to the Associated Press, property records show Arshad purchased plots in four stages between 2004 and 2005. The doctor who identified Arshad described the man as a humble person. France's foreign minister says his country and the U.S. are considering a faster military drawdown from Afghanistan. Alain Juppé told local media today, now that Osama bin Laden is dead, getting more forces out by 2014 is an option. France has about 4,000 troops in Afghanistan. Celebrations in Gaza today, now that two key Palestinian factions have a deal to put their differences behind them. In Egypt, Fatah and Hamas have signed a reconciliation agreement to create an interim nonpartisan government. Details from NPR's Jackie Northam in Cairo.
The official ceremony for the signing of the reconciliation deal between longtime rivals Fatah and Hamas was nearly 2 hours late, which fed into concerns that the fragile agreement was already in trouble. But finally, the leaders of the two parties endorsed the deal. Now an interim government made up of technocrats is in place and it's tasked with setting up general elections within a year. Both Fatah and Hamas will keep their own security forces. The agreement calls for the unification of those two forces after the elections. Israel has called the deal a ploy and has criticized Fatah for agreeing to a deal with Hamas, which it considers a terrorist group. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Cairo.
U.S. stocks still losing ground. At last check, the Dow is down 121 points, close to 1% at 12,687. NASDAQ down nearly 1 at 2817. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Citgo, recognizing the difference everyday heroes are making in communities nationwide. Learn more at fuelinggood.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Fleming. On
Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with Scott Craven, UW Extension Wildlife Ecologist. Always fun to have Scott come by. And certainly at this time of the year when everything's waking up or already awakened and on the move and we're seeing ducks and birds of all kind, we have loons galore on Lake Monona in Madison. I know that for sure. There must be 50 or 60 of them out there on that lake right now, probably more on some of the other lakes. And so we'll talk about maybe loons and also take your questions. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Here on the Ideas Network.
Hello, I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears Poisson. This is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. And lucky you, today is One Day Wednesday.
We've cut our spring membership drive down to just one day, and this is it. Your $50 or $100 pledge makes a big difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Judith, we are getting so very, very close. We're looking for another 39 pledges in the next 25 minutes or so. You told us that you wanted more programming and less on-air fundraising. We can only do that with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will take only a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Joy, I know you know this too. We get such great guests on WPR because they know, well, you'll ask great questions as listeners and they won't be interrupted by commercials either. Your support makes this possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. Thanks in advance for making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you can say it many different ways. Pass the hat, pay the cover, buy a ticket. And the request is the same. Pay for what you use. Do that right now for Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledging is so easy at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
But what's that price, you might ask? Well, it's whatever you decide. A dollar a week, a dollar a day, you choose. When you donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jim Fleming. On Chapter a Day, we stretch a book out over a week or two, or 3 weeks sometimes. But sometimes a short story has to make the point in a day. And the same is true for our May Fund Drive this year. One Day Wednesday. One whole week's worth of fundraising in one single day. And there aren't that many hours left to tell the story. Join us right now with a pledge. Here's someone to tell you how.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears Poisson, and we are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50 or $100 or maybe it's $500. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're going for 3,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight, and thanks to the 2,305 people who have pledged so far. We are making progress on One Day Wednesday. Normally, we would be here fundraising tomorrow and into the weekend, interrupting your favorite programs, but not this time.
No, not this time. This fund drive ends at 7 o'clock tonight. When you're listening tomorrow, fundraising free, you'll know that you helped make that possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we really don't give our opinions on the air usually, but when we talk about Wisconsin Public Radio, we make an exception. We're not afraid to say that we think WPR is a unique radio service, a service well worth your support. Take a moment to voice your opinion right now by making a pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may be thinking, I've never pledged before. What's it like? It's a short process. It only takes about 3 minutes.
You answer some basic questions. Your name and address, how much you'd like to donate, and how you'd like to pay. And that's it. Make your first donation to WPR. You'll feel great about it. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you'd like to wait until the last day of a pledge drive to make your donation, then you should make that donation right now, because today is the last day. It's the only day of this spring membership drive. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help make One Day Wednesday a success.
Joy, we still have 32 pledges to go to stay on track for the program's goal. We hope you'll make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge helps make One Day Wednesday a success. Take a few minutes right now to make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thomas and Joan said, we decided to support WPR because we listen every day and feel that we should show some appreciation for all the news, conversations, and classical music that are priceless to us. Your programming is very professional and offers wonderful variety in our daily listening. If you feel like Thomas and Joan, we hope you'll give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And as always, thank you.
Scott Craven, UW Extension Wildlife Ecologist, our guest today, Larry Mueller, here as we talk wildlife with him. Scott, we have callers online, and let's go to the phones. Bill in Sturgeon Bay. We are going to go to you right off the bat here. Bill, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, guys. I have a problem. I believe I have a blue-winged teal nesting in a planter on my porch.
Wow.
That's a new one for me.
That's unusual. I mean, a duck in the planter or a duck next to the front door or a duck in the driveway, no problem there, but it's usually mallard. So what makes you think it's a blue-winged teal?
Well, everything that I've looked at, a couple of books, she's got a black bill.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like her markings are pretty significant to everything that I've looked at.
Is this a tiny? So it's a tiny little duck.
She looks like a pretty small duck.
Yeah. Well, then it certainly could be.
Yeah?
The only reason we're asking is that it is fairly common to have ducks select weird nest sites like that. But blue-winged teal are generally a little more skittish and a little less common and more of a farm pond duck than say, the semi-urbanized mallards that will nest just about anywhere. But nevertheless, your problem is you don't know what to do about the nest, right?
And it's an upper porch as well.
Oh. Well, that isn't a huge problem for the ducks. I mean, the question is whether you can tough it out. How long has she been on?
I think it would be fun to have it.
Yeah. How long has she been on eggs?
I'm pretty thrilled about it.
Okay.
But, I'm just concerned, just about the logistics and everything. I can go without a porch for, 2 months if it means the pleasure of watching this family arrive.
It shouldn't be that. It should only be so she's incubating eggs now?
I'm actually looking at her right now.
Okay. So she's been on eggs for a few days perhaps?
Almost 5 days.
Okay, so you've only got a little over a couple weeks to go. Those eggs will hatch, and the ducklings and the hen will be gone within a matter of hours after they hatch. And so it's not like having a robin's nest where there's a fledging period and they're going to be fed in the nest and so forth. They're out of there as soon as they hatch, and they should be capable of bailing off the porch. That's even more unusual for a teal to be elevated like that. Not
yeah.
a wood duck, but... you should be able to. Does she have a white ring around her eye by any chance?
I can't see her at the moment. Yes.
She does. Hmm. Well,
that changes things.
Yeah, I would just recommend you check a couple more bird books. Look at a female wood duck, which is also smaller than a mallard, but the kind of elevated site you're describing, it would be a little more typical for a wood duck, although anything, even a wood duck nesting on a porch is a bit unusual. But whatever it is, if you can simply give her a wide berth for a couple more weeks, they're going to hatch, they'll bail off the porch, and that'll be the end of it. If it is a teal, or if the ducklings seem to get hung up and won't jump, if you can, when you're moving a brood of ducks, you need to catch the female first, get her in a box or a container or whatnot, then gather up the ducklings and then take them either down or to water, but let them go in the reverse order. You have to release the ducklings first. They'll gather in a little ball and peep. Then when you let the hen go, she'll go right to them and away they go, and everybody lives happily ever after. But they'll probably do all that on their own. So good luck, but check your bird books and see if maybe you've got a wood duck.
And if you can shoot a picture and send it to our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, I'd love to see it.
Yep, we can check that out too.
We can check it out that way too. Thanks, Bill. Mary Ann Krivitz, we go to you. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Where am I on?
You're on Wisconsin Public Radio. I think you might be on the wrong station here, maybe. I don't know, Mary. Scott, we got about 45 seconds here.
I'll be quick. Yes, a couple of email questions from Anna and Eau Claire. Pair of yellow rump warblers in the backyard for the last week and a half. Might they nest here? Not likely. Most confirmed nesting of yellow-rumped or formerly myrtle warblers is in the northern third of the state, but there are a couple of probable nesting records from Eau Claire County, so I wouldn't rule it out. And in terms of where they'd nest, prefer conifers, usually a hemlock. So that's that. And then, let's see, Storm from Sorona. A quick question about, is there such a thing as a runner rat? Yes, the young muskrats are booted out of the family early in the spring, late winter, and they run all over the place.
Scott Craven, UW Extension Wildlife Ecologist, here on the Ideas Network.
This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears-Poisson, and today is One Day Wednesday. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
You probably think we're crazy, but we're raising an entire pledge drive goal in just one day, a single day. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
15 minutes to go in the Larry Mueller Show and 17 pledges to go to reach the goal for the Larry Mueller Show. These goals are important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
We hope you'll help us get to that goal with a gift of a dollar or two a week. That's all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, some listeners have told us that Wisconsin Public Radio is almost like a tuition-free lifelong education. All you need is your radio or computer to listen. But we need your support to make this all happen. Contribute now any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I can assure you that giving could not be easier, either at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We need your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
And you can save time and money by using a credit card, or better yet, sign up for automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then please do it, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn. Today is a very special day for you and for Wisconsin Public Radio. It is the first and last day of our spring pledge drive. We're taking a chance by raising an entire pledge drive's worth of money in a single day. There is no tomorrow in a one-day drive. There is no procrastinating in a one-day drive. Tomorrow, it's back to regular programming where you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. Please don't hesitate. Make your pledge at WPR.org.
I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears Poisson, and we are asking for your support of the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you count on, like The Larry Mueller Show. Thanks in advance for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've shortened our spring membership drive to just one day. Yes, just one day. It's really very exciting. Join the excitement with your pledge of support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So how do you know if you should contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio? Well, if Wisconsin Public Radio comes on every time you start your car, that's a sign it's time to donate.
Or if you hit your WPR preset every time a commercial airs on your other stations, that's also a sign it's time to donate. This means that WPR is your main radio station and that you're glad that we're listener supported.
Your donation makes the programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio possible and uninterrupted by commercials. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Time flies, especially when you're having fun listening to WPR, and maybe it's been longer than you realize since you last gave to WPR. We're asking you to keep your membership active.
Think of your support of Wisconsin Public Radio like you think of a newspaper or magazine subscription, something that you renew each year. Renew your support to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You asked us for more programming with less on-air fundraising. We've done our part. This drive is just one day. Now we ask that you do your part. Join with other Wisconsin Public Radio listeners and help pay for your WPR listening. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, Judith, now we are really getting close. Oh. We're looking for 13 pledges in about the next 13 minutes. A pledge a minute. You told us that you wanted more programming and less on-air fundraising. We can do that with your help right now. Donate $5 or $10 a month. It only takes a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let's make 13 pledges our lucky number today, yes. Not our unlucky 13. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Peter and Gwyneth from Madison said, "We're excited to finally become sustaining donors." Well, we're excited to have them, and we hope you'll join them. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Scott Craven, UW Extension wildlife ecologist, our guest as we talk the world of wildlife with him. And Scott, we have Larry in Madison who's been patiently waiting, and I would like to hear what Larry's got to say. Larry, hi. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I was turkey hunting this weekend and sitting in the woods, and I heard what was like a short, gravelly bark, and it was running like maybe a hunting dog would, back and forth several hundred yards in pursuit of something, and then all at once, boom, it was gone. And I was wondering, do coyotes have a short bark like that, or is it probably a neighbor's dog?
Could have been the neighbor's dog, but not only coyotes, but fox will have a bark-like call as well and can certainly cover some ground in the woods. And either one, depending on where you were quite possible. But so in any event, any of the wild canids or a dog could have been what you heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike in La Crosse emailed us. He said, "I'm sitting in my living room listening to your show with the windows closed and watching the birds at the feeder. When you played the lynx call, all the birds flew away and are just now returning, even with the windows closed."
I'll be darned.
Oh, man, that's great. Scott, you had another thing that you wanted to bring up.
Oh, I just wanted to say I quickly covered that email about the runner rats.
It
was a question about muskrats running around on the landscape late winter, early spring. And that is, in fact, a case of the juvenile rats from last year being booted out by the senior rats, and they're simply scrambling around looking for a vacant pond, and they are called runner rats. I just wanted to kind of close out here saying that the good news, it may be inevitable that we get white nose syndrome in our bat populations at some point, but Recently, a statewide survey was just completed of all known bat wintering sites in Wisconsin, and the good news is that at least for this winter season or this hibernation season, there was no sign of white nose syndrome. It's as close as 190 miles away, which is well within the dispersal distance of our little brown bats, but still, it's only been around for 4 years. It was discovered in 06 and is credited with killing more than a million bats since 07. We don't want it. I'm afraid we're going to get it, but preparations have been made, but it's not here yet. So that's good.
That's good. And on the kind of on the bad side, well, on the good side in some ways, they've reactivated the dead bird hotline, which they had closed down, and now it's reactivated because I think it was another West Nile bird found.
Okay.
So you have to go, if you find a dead bird, you are to report. You're supposed to report it. You can call the dead bird hotline. Probably if you wrote that in a search engine, you'd find it. But the number is 800-433-1610, 800-433-1610. And we've got Margo in Glendale. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, I've got this humongous rabbit in the yard.
Okay.
It's the size of a raccoon, a large raccoon.
Yes.
It looks like a wild rabbit, except it's so big.
I've never seen a wild rabbit as big as a raccoon.
This guy
is huge. I had a pretty big cottontail in the backyard the other day myself, but if you're in a suburban or you know, populated area, it could easily be some sort of a pet or domestic rabbit that's either been released or escaped. So it's quite possible, but if it looks like a cottontail, it could very easily be a big old male cottontail.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for calling. Rusty in Rock County, hi.
Hi, I had a question about finding salamanders.
Where's a good place to find them? I'll bet that's your question. Yeah, where do you look for them?
Well, in the early spring, beginning in late February, a warm rain will usually bring out the big tiger salamanders and a few others as they move from where they overwinter in upland sites to the breeding ponds. And then another good time is later on in the summer when the salamanders have metamorphosed like a frog tadpole does from a larval form back to the salamander form, and then they move back to the wintering areas. But during the warmer period, best thing to do to find them is to get out and turn over some rotten logs and stones and things like that somewhere near water, and you might turn up a blue-spotted or a red-backed, or depends on where you are.
Scott Craven, our guest today, UW Extension wildlife ecologist, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Stephen from Wauwatosa says, we don't know what we would do without Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Public Radio is simply the best source of in-depth news, civil discourse, and interesting topics in Wisconsin. Thank you. Stephen, thank you. You make this program possible on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears Poisson. Take a moment right now to make a pledge of support during this One Day Wednesday.
This membership drive is only one day long. That means more talk and a lot less fundraising. But it only works when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Judith, very, very happy to report that we have made the goal of 150 pledges during Larry Mueller's show, but we still have 3,000 pledges overall. That's the goal by 7 o'clock tonight. 636 pledges to go to make the 3,000 pledge goal by the end of One Day Wednesday.
And we're raising all this money in one day. That doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to make our goal faster. Rhonda from Minocqua said, first-time donation. Good luck. Let's hope this one-day drive works. Well, thank you so much for becoming a member, Rhonda, and we hope it works, too. Everyone wins if we do, so pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation with Scott Craven about Wisconsin wildlife during this program. I know I certainly have. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs that you enjoy every day and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now when we're trying to get 3,000 pledges by 7 o'clock. Your pledge at WPR.org keeps the phone lines open for those who might not have internet access. Support the programs you rely on at WPR.org, and of course you can also pledge at 888-202-2552.
This is Nina Totenberg from NPR News. What would Wisconsin Public Radio be like without pledge drives? Well, it wouldn't be at all. Pledge drives are essential to raising the money that pays for everything you enjoy on WPR. But there's no rule that says pledge drives have to last a week. So again this spring, WPR is going to make fundraising a little more listener-friendly by getting it all done in one day. It's One Day Wednesday. Please give now. Get it over with. Go to your phone. Go to your computer. Get on your BlackBerry, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever. And then go about your day with a satisfied smile on your face. And thank you.
I'm Joy Cardine with Judith Sears Poisson here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is such a big part of why this program is available to you right now. So make a donation in support of the programs you count on every day. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help make One Day Wednesday a success by making a contribution right now. When you do, it's a win-win. We get the funds we need to pay for the programs, and you get your favorite shows, whether it's Larry Mueller or Joy Cardine, fundraising free in the days and months to come. Give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might have found yourself hovering near the radio, drawn into a great discussion. You need to get somewhere, but the discussion is really interesting and you can't tear yourself away. You appreciate the guest's knowledge and the caller's input. Because that's happened to you, make your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR informs, entertains, encourages constructive discussion, and in the course of all that, it fosters a sense of community. You make Wisconsin a better place by participating as a listener.
Now we are asking you participate by becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your donation of any amount makes you a member, and in its way, it makes Wisconsin a better place. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive, so don't procrastinate. Please pledge now to support your news, music, talk, and entertainment programs. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.